Good afternoon. An upper level disturbance will swing through the region today, keeping the weather rather unsettled with lots of clouds, numerous showers, maybe even some heavier bursts of rain or a thunderstorm possible, with the wind energy in the atmosphere picking up along with some heating due to brightening skies and perhaps even some breaks of sunshine. This will allow temperatures to reach into the middle to upper 60s for afternoon highs. If we do get heavier downpours, localized flooding could be possible if they persist over the same areas for a long duration. The activity should wane during the overnight hours, but still some showers around, even areas of fog, as temperatures drop back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Another round of energy will push through the region tomorrow. With mostly cloudy skies, we'll have a few showers developing during the afternoon, especially over the mountains, and they will spill into the valley locations. Again, a burst of rain not out of the question, or a rumble of thunder. Highs on Saturday will be right around 70 to start the holiday weekend. Improvement on Sunday as most of the activity will move to the east. Still, one last bit of energy will rotate through New England. This'll touch off some scattered showers in the afternoon, especially in New England, but a few showers could move as far west as the Hudson River Valley on Sunday afternoon, temperatures in the lower to mid-70s. Finally, it looks like a completely dry day on Monday for Memorial Day. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be even warmer with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Back into the unsettled weather for the midweek period next week with another round of showers and thunderstorms possible on Tuesday and a few lingering showers on Wednesday with highs in the lower 70s, and then back to some sunshine on Thursday with highs in the lower to mid 70s once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over a portion of southern North Carolina into South Carolina, and also a slight risk of severe storms over a portion of southeastern New Mexico and far western Texas. Strong daytime heating will contribute to moderate instability this afternoon from southern North Carolina into South Carolina. At the same time, deep layer vertical shear will increase as a mid-level jet streak rotates through. The result will be the potential for supercells capable of producing very large hail. And a plume of deeper subtropical moisture will shift east through western Texas today. This will contribute to increased instability, while shear should approach 35 to 40 knots by late afternoon. This would support some organized structures, including supercells, with large hail and damaging winds being the main threats. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Tallahassee, Florida, to a low of 21 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 93, set in 1964, and the record low, 36, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-60s. Scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, off and on showers, especially in the hills and mountains, near 70. Just the risk of a shower in New England Sunday in the lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds and warmer on Memorial Day, Monday's high in the upper 70s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.